STP in the city. This is the best tea in the city. On the street. On the
8th. Hi, 959. Oh, yes. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. The best tea in the city on a Thursday. On Monday, we had a conversation about can you celebrate without alcohol? And emanating from that discussion, this came up. An observation of sorts. And I thought, wait, let's dig into that. Is this a fair observation? Hashtag, women are drinking more lately. Is this a fair observation? Earlier on, Scoop and Thomas asked a simple question. Why are you feeling late?
Yo, Bomkhaya, I'm late. I'm so happy with this day.
Yeah.
I'm late. I'm late. I'm late.
When's that? Ask Abuz. Tell me.
Morning, Tati. Yes, yeah, the majority of women they drinking, eh?
Yeah.
The way God create us to multitask.
Yeah.
Why you're on a multitasking thing is not easy, eh? It's not easy at all. So either you drink or you know, you choose between those two. So yeah. So in Bogot is really happy to alien kakul than Uglo, yeah, but so it's like that. That's it.
Are women drinking more lately? Are they? And obviously now it's like it's now in the open. No longer hiding it like their aunts and mothers. You know, over and above the downtime reward, you know, after a long day, that glass of wine, over and above that, and even over and above the fact that you are entertaining yourself, many women use alcohol as a way to manage their day, to manage stress, pain, and even cope with trauma. And these are some of the things that we hardly talk about. But has this coping mechanism become a pandemic? I'm exaggerating, but has it? Are women drinking more lately? Etswana Goddess says, parenting a cocomelon, watching human being requires a glass or 5 malume tea. Their fathers live on ekaha, tend to be the first born molape. Hubushula hela. Sidini se atroke haman. Are women drinking more lately?
This generation, yeah, single, independent women, it's like the spectrum is so big. And let me tell you, we are going through the most. I'm not sure if I can say women are drinking more now. But I think kale, it was that thing ya hore rikwala in the houses. So now we are liberated. We go out, we drink with everyone else. And it appears as if rona serena o feta banna. No, it's not the case. They still drink as much as they used to drink. Maybe we drink more than before, but not more than men.
And that's why even this question, as we asked it, and we put it this way, because it is an observation and is not a comparison to another gender. No. Is this a fair observation? Women are drinking more lately. And like you rightfully said, Sebi, it is now in the open. You are liberated. You can get into a bottle store, buy yourself a bottle, get home, open up and drink. No judgment. Liberation. These are the fruits of it. All right? But have you experienced it? What has been your observation? And most of you so far agree that, bona, rabshosh, girls and bevs, kidu are ubone something. Kidu, urubone.
Dumela Uncle Tim.
Hello.
I think it's a fair observation. Women drink a lot these days. I've seen it with my female cousins. Hella drinks was a first. Utlobana, every weekend, they drink until blackout. Ahona weekend off. This one time, wana wata ore, mama kyolo ore wetsu ku toilet. We get the blackout. The andis duku mountung. A neighbor, one time again, another cousin, a neighbor or naza malena. So, wakubulela hore. The cousin is so book drunk. Utsamaya facing oncoming traffic.
Mm.
We had to go out. Remogrespoto, remotzele di kia, lukoloi, because kiasa wa utsamaya, but we had to take her home, remotzele lukoloi.
Hmm. please answer me this question, which is a sub-question to the main question today. How much is too much?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag, are women drinking more lately? Why? This is an observation that came through from our conversation that we had on Monday, that can you celebrate without alcohol? And this observation sort of came through from that conversation, and hence we're discussing it today. Are women drinking more lately? One, look around you. Advertising is directed at women. Over the years, commercials have started to glamorize the idea of drinking for ladies. More and more adverts are geared to ladies, portraying female consuming alcohol as confident, desirable, and chic. And I understand why they do it. The black middle class is the only class that is growing in this economy. And within that segment, the only segment that is forever growing and that has buying power, women. Two, another factor on why women drink more lately, family and peer influence. Some of the strongest influences on drinking behavior comes from the people that you spend the most time with, family and friends. And when mom says, hey, you are living in a better society, a freer society, don't hide alcohol like I did, have it in a glass, not in a coffee mug, it becomes the norm. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on hashtag, are women drinking more lately? Well, it's up in the open. Like I said, social media exposes such. The number of women you see in Ubers after a night of drinking has been doing the rounds on social media, right? I mean, there's one about the lady leaving her underwear on the seats, and the other one was that was popular was the lady who, you know, wet herself in the back seat of an Uber. And even when you attend music events, what do you see? All right? Women. Buying power and so on and so forth. There are so many factors to this. Is this still a fair observation? Are women drinking more lately? There are so many factors that will lead her to raise a glass at the end of each day or during the day. What is your typical go-to drink, girl? Yeah. What is your typical go-to drink? Of course, depending on occasion or day. Is it just one or is varied? And remember, this conversation is not even about you being compared to men. No, please. Because I think men drink more still. This is about you, the lifestyle. All right? So talk to me. Hashtag, are women drinking more lately?
Uncle T, we can't face this life sober as women of now. It's a coping mechanism and it definitely works. We can't face this life sober, done.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Gabby. I asked a question. Girl, what is your go-to drink? Depending on occasion or day, she says. Ihambanga levels, T. Okay? If umjolung hitilene, any life in Zima, I need a stronger drink, Jameson. If it gets... it's a guest together with the night, with the girls, pink drinks. On a happy day in J, wine. Thank you. Hashtag, are women drinking more lately? And then Mulugadi, tattooed mom, says, how much is too much? And what do you mean more? Exactly. I asked that question when we started the show. How much is too much? And by more, what do you mean? What's your go-to drink?
An apple,
of course, though, depending on an occasion.
I mean, if it's a, if I'm seeing friends, then yeah. I really like a minty drink, so a mojito.
Oh.
But then if I'm just chilling, then I like an Aperol Spritz. I like that.
What is that?
It's like a whiskey drink.
Okay.
With some orange taste.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. They use like orange peel in it.
Okay.
And some syrups.
So why is it called apple now?
Aperol Spritz. Aperol
Spritz.
Yes,
okay.
Aperol Spritz, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Very delicious. You must try it.
Sure. You know what, ne? I think I had an opportunity to try them all.
Oh. But and is that opportunity gone?
No. That opportunity long gone.
Oh.
Because I realized, hey, man, uchwala bungthandi.
Oh. You don't get along.
Dimute. Dimnyama.
The floor is so
nothing,
far from you.
Exactly. Nothing here on this two that looks great.
It's not cute.
It's not cute. Mm.
Yo.
Eh?
And then he gravity donza.
Good. Yeah, and you want to yeah, man.
It's like timber.
And what's wrong with pigmentation? Why don't you just stay behind? Why do you have to come to the forefront, Mang Tagiwe? Yeah, send the banjeng is going to say nyama again. Why? So right then, I was like, no, this is not for me. And it takes 2 days to get over it.
There's that as well.
Exactly. Until I met the only alcoholic beverage ordained in the Bible. I was like, come on now.
Which one is
the red wine?
It's wine.
Thank you. Prayed by the one and only.
It's in the Bible.
Show me another.
There isn't another.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Served by the king himself.
Absolutely.
At a wedding, no
how. Hallelujah.
That's why every time I drink it, it's a celebration. But now, Makumalo, we know your stance here.
Yes.
But this doesn't necessarily make you immune from friends that do drink. Mm-hmm. How much is too much in your eyes?
When you start misbehaving, when you start being problematic, when you start not wanting to listen to anyone, when you start being argumentative, then it's too much.
Do you call them out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you're the sober one, so your judgment is also too harsh.
No, this is true. Mm. But I think because I've allowed the fact that other people will drink and they don't have the certain issues about it like myself.
Yes.
You need to lower. It can't be put the standards so high.
True.
People are having fun.
Yes.
People are going to giggle. People are going to be loud.
Yes.
And that's perfectly okay. But once you start being problematic, it's a little.
So who's there in your crew? Are you the go-to person in terms of call her to order now? Or
because everyone,
are they looking at you and saying, oh, enje masakang pekaka enje gushu gut?
Both.
Okay.
Both. But I mean, if when you are deep within the alcohol, the bev, you're not looking at yourself and thinking, I'm out of order.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most people, when they're drunk, they can't see they're out of order until somebody points it out.
Yeah.
And even then, they're going to be argumentative about it.
Yeah.
So usually I'm the one to like, we are born again.
I used to be that guy in my group of friends. So, you're looking at me that way.
Koshogoti says he's busy.
Going down.
Saying, yeah, she's bad.
Lately, I've been using drinking as a coping mechanism. So on top of losing my job and on top of running a salon, a business that I'm not even, I'm new with, I sort of needed a drink like every morning. And then now the problem came in one time I had to go and see a doctor. Now I need a glass of wine. They will be running tests and they will probably pick up that my heart rate is a bit high because of alcohol. I don't know. And they would actually think, okay, your issue might be caused by alcohol. So for that day, I actually decided that I won't drink for the day. And then after that, I just realized, oh, okay, maybe I can just force myself to do these things without alcohol. But basically, it's a coping mechanism and we are under a lot of stress. If it's not work, it's not relationships, it's business. You understand? So we are drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah. The observation is very accurate. A women drink these days. Different reasons though. Abanye bafila ukuthi they're well educated, abatholi umsebenzi. Yonke the crisis nje ukuba unemployed iyaba affecta kakhulu abantu in so many different ways. I know someone will say, but bayithathaphi imali yokuphuza. Umuntu leyo sente ayitholayo ufuna ukukhipha ngayo leso stress lesasuka naso. So yeah, it's very painful. Kubuhlungu nje ukubona abantu beba right life in indlela seba and it's a very painful situation.
Drinks in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Gin and
tonic usually?
Oh yeah.
Or champagne.
Which one? Which one is your go-to?
Inverosh.
And pink tonic, no.
Pink tonic I can take. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Do you put fruit and veg in there?
Yeah, well? I love grapefruit in there.
Okay.
It gives a nice sour sweet.
Like cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah. Hmm. Some mint leaves.
Oh yes.
It's
right. You know, after ukhulume lezi nto lezi endlebeni saka mama Manqondwana, because she's listening.
She's not.
Uya sela ke lo ma.
Ay. And yens lonto le.
Yeah.
It's in mama. It's gin juice, mama.
Good.
Eh, we.
It's gin juice.
Eh, we.
All right.
Yenza kapa.
From your lips to mom's ear.
Period.
All right.
That's, those are facts.
Mama, for all of this, umthandazela lo mntana.
Leave my mother alone.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Women have always drunk a lot. It's just that no repeatliwa pele. Nowadays, we're just out in the open and we're just doing it openly.
Yeah.
And we see this from Bomanibarina, you know, we have people that are drinking in the family. It's just that before they used to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Marana, personally, I just drink because that's the only bev I enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's either kenwa meti or kenwa biala. I am one of those people. I want to get to a point where maybe I reduce. I get to work at Lohonajan because not juice, because I'm going to give you, honestly.
Tavisa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, T.
So, you know what, man? Listen, we are drinking as women and we need to admit to that, man.
Okay.
Two Saturdays back, man, I was with my friends. So I decide, okay, I'm not drinking because on two occasions I was called out for throwing up. So today I want to be respectful. Yeah, okay. I want to be respectful. Respectful. I take my coffee with me and I'm like, ladies, let's do this. Let's chill.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of my friends is already drunk, ne?
Mm-hmm.
They say, like, some of these friends can pick up, or okay, Mara, the world will let go. And it's not so cool, man.
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Chi. People were beaten that night.
Hi.
People were beaten that night. And for me, it was very scary because I was very sober. You know, I saw everything the way it happened.
Yeah.
So the next day, I'm like, okay, cool. Like me, sometimes I do things.
Yes.
And then I need to say, okay, fine, guys, I'm drinking a lot. And I've got this problem. My business is stressing me.
Yeah,
I don't
understand
how to do it and stuff like that. Okay, the next morning we go through. And I'm like, okay, we're going to be positive about this. People were drunk. And then we need to apologize and say, okay, it was the alcohol. And then this is what, hey, when I rock up there, I'm like positive. I'm like, hi, guys, how are you? I can see my sister, the one who was beating people up, doesn't want to greet me. How? Why is she like that? Guys, did you solve this problem? And then she's like, yeah, and then I've realized that the problem is you. How am I the problem?
So you're saying it is hard to call people out because they don't see it as a problem.
They don't. They are not ready to accept that I am drinking too much. I was drunk yesterday. Yes. If you can actually admit, like me, I can actually say, okay, I'm drinking too much because of this and that and that, and that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I need to solve it from that point. But then when you now start saying that I was drunk yesterday and then I beat people up and it's because of Tadiso, that is a problem. Because Tadiso was not even drinking and there's nothing that Tadiso did to actually make you beat people. You understand?
It shows
somebody's not ready to accept that the drinking is a problem and I'm overdoing it.
What a powerful point that.
Big Tibos, come to think about it. Boma gogo hane limidiro bane banwa biya ka coffee mark uno ka sitibu re magriza wa nwa or anything. But yeah, these days CBC etswa ka lerato bo makoti banwa le bo mamezale le bo babezale.
No, but I don't really want to call it a scene. Yeah, a scene per se. I remember Crest when it came out, because it was a greenish bottle, and when you poured out it had the golden color, so it kind of sort of resembled the beer. I remember one of my cousins buying a beer and pouring it into that and disguising it as if, but she was older. But of course, at the time, it was frowned upon to see a woman drink, right? Now, why should you even be frowned upon to do that? You are liberated, you can afford it. It's a lifestyle. Come on, have a drink.
Now, usually, I go to a party and occasions and stuff like that. And anything, a reasonable amount, maybe a 4 or 5 ciders, mole. Mara, matazing, I was lucky, party, grocery, aga.
Okay.
At least decided to two every night. And would you like a orator because I won't judge.
Yes.
I can feel so much like a robala. Again, none in tossing at the sense it is a hala. Move along work.
Mola, good morning.
Hello,
so, what are you saying? Is this observation fair?
The observation is fair.
And the thing is, today the stigma around Batswana being Matakwa is gone. We can afford it, we buy it. So now I made a conscious decision a long time ago. I do drink, but I only do it in the comfort of my own home. Okay. And I have a drink of choice. I like my Glenmorangie neat on ice. And I'm not ashamed of it.
So when you go out, you don't drink?
I don't drink in public, never.
Yeah, Mara, this is because of your mom. I know. I remember that story.
Cool. I get Mara, why are you so?
No, Mara, I'm here. You and your sister.
Mama has to look. Mama has to. Mara, you see now.
Mara, I'm talking about.
Mara, I'm talking about. Mara, I'm
talking about. Mara, I'm
Bye.
No man, basadi aso renwa too much in that demo kweli. Siyakowisha sana. Siyakowisha. Mina, I stopped drinking when I was in grade 12. In 9 days time, the kids are 39 years, 38 years in that demo kweli. December last year, yeah. I had to drink. I couldn't take it anymore. And not to renekinwa hahunu in that demo kweli. I just take Amarula class, say two, keshapo, maybe tomorrow or after 3 days, another. Because a lot is happening. You can't face this life very sober. Aye, retoshwa. You're gonna die young.
Women do drink nowadays a lot, but I don't know a lot if it's really true. But yes, because we're more open, we drink more now.
Yes.
I can tell you one thing. I can't stay without a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Two glasses at least a day, and that's on a daily basis. And it's all the stress of work, stress of kids, of all the things we do. So it's like a coping thing. You know, you drink, you just relax. And yeah, you start another day fresh from tomorrow.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.